Connect Matt Flynn direct. Devil Radio, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back, this time to Washington, D.C. Security is still high in Washington. There is still a barrier around the Capitol, and there's still National Guard. Why is that? Why is that? January 6th is over. The insurrection is over. A lot of them have been arrested. They're hunting the rest of them. Everybody's on the same page. It's not going to happen again. So why are there barriers around the Capitol still? Restricted access? Why is the National Guard still there? And it's for a sad reason. Intelligence has been picked up that some of the insurrectionist forces, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, various others, QAnon, some of the others, are threatening to blow up the Capitol during the State of the Union by Joe Biden. That was what the Islamic States tried to do. Al-Qaeda tried to do. Try to crash a plane into the Capitol. Fortunately, some heroes took that plane away from the hijackers, and unfortunately, they all died on the way to the Capitol. Now these threats are coming in again from Americans. This has got to stop. This has been being ginned up, and the fire fanned, the flames fanned, by the 140 or so Republican members of Congress who said this is an illegitimate election and wouldn't certify, voted against certifying the results from the states, by the senators who have done the same, the continual lying and undermining of our democracy. But what about the State of the Union? I thought it was normally at the end of January, maybe beginning of February. No, the answer is that for an incoming president who just was sworn in on January 20, he doesn't give a State of the Union the next day. He gets to give a State of the Union. And Biden has decided, and remember, Pelosi, as Speaker, is the one who invites him into the Capitol. She invites the Senate into the Capitol. The House of Representatives is the main body. And Biden has decided that he's going to give it probably in March, but after the COVID relief bill is passed. The COVID relief bill is very likely going to be voted on today by the House of Representatives, and it's going to pass because we have a majority. It's going to pass. It'll be good to see how many Republican votes it gets, but you get all the Democratic votes. Then it's going to go to the Senate, and they expect to pass it sometime in the next 2 weeks, and then there will be a State of the Union address after that. But in the meantime, there are barriers around the Capitol and National Guard. And that is very, very sad, because this time it's not an external threat. There's always that possibility. There's always plenty of security. If jihadists or people from some Chi-Coms or Commie Ruskies or Norks or jihadists try to sneak in, they would be grabbed pretty quick. But this is a threat from within, and that's got to stop. And it is being fanned by Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, you can say Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. They're outside the pale. They are beneath contempt. They have been attacking our democracy for a long time. But Kevin McCarthy, people who look establishment, voted against certifying the election. Crooked Lindsey Graham, Wormwood, has ratted two or three times. Pro-John McCain, then pro-Trump, then he stabbed Trump. Now he's back sucking up to Trump, then he stabs Moscow Mitch. It's a stab fest. It's a stab fest of crooked courtiers from Persia in the 17th century. They all walked around the palace with knives in their sleeves. And that is what the Republican caucus is like right now. So sadly, we are going to have security around the Capitol for a while. And I hope it doesn't last forever. I remember going there, and I'd walk in and visit Bill Proxmire. I'd visit Les Aspin. I'd visit Ted Kennedy. You know, you walk in, there wasn't even a metal detector. You just walk right to their offices. They're open. Big guy sitting behind the desk. You say, is a senator in? And no, who are you? My name, either yes or no. Usually they were not in. They were voting or they were back campaigning, but you'd stop by as a courtesy and leave your name. Now, if you even approach the place, they'll swarm you. That is because of the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, the Crooked Lindsey Graham, Kevin McCarthy, Josh Hawley, Cruz, some of the rest, the toxic betrayers of our democracy. So if you go to Washington, you want to tour the Capitol, you can get a tour of the White House, you can get a tour of the Supreme Court, you can get tours of all these buildings, and you should. But very sadly, you're not going to be doing it in the Capitol for the time being. In a really sick fit, Republican congressman is starting to line up against Liz Cheney. She's the only one now of prominence. There were 10 of them who voted, 10 Republican congresspeople who voted to impeach Donald Trump. But she's the number three in the Republican caucus, and they're all going after her. They're all going after her. The Freedom Caucus is the right-wing nutjob caucus. They used to be the Tea Party caucus. You have people like Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M, Jordan. You have Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, Gosar, Biggs, Brooks, people of that ilk, Nunez. They're sick. They're very sick individuals. They are going after Liz Cheney for her remarks on Trump speaking at CPAC. There's a magnificent video. You've got to look it up on YouTube. The Republican caucus leadership is giving a press conference. And they ask Kevin McCarthy, should Donald Trump speak at the CPAC conference? This is the one where they're all giving the stiff arm salute. Last year, shouting, hail Trump, hail Trump, hail Trump, with the Nazi stiff arm. These are the ones. McCarthy said, yes, he should. They turn to Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is, there are enough O's in smooth. There are not enough O's in smooth. Liz Cheney said, they can make up their own mind who speaks, but he shouldn't have any role in the Republican Party going forward. Steve Scalise, the number two guy, rolls his eyes. He's chicken. He's from Louisiana. He expects a bunch of good old boys will take him out of the swamp and do him in. McCarthy snidely goes, well, on that happy note, we'll end. Then McCarthy attacks her too. McCarthy goes afterwards, it's cancel culture. She's trying to cancel Trump. These people are so sick. They love the word cancel, which came from the idea of taking down Confederate monuments and canceling history. They don't have to be canceled. Take the monuments and put them in a museum somewhere and say, this is what the Civil War was like. We just don't honor it in public. But this business, they're turning on her like a pack of dogs. Pack of dogs. I was in the Bahamas one time. There's a pack of wild dogs in a lot. You wouldn't want to jog down there. You'll be attacked by 300 dogs. Unless you run for Congress as a Republican, then you'll be attacked by a couple of hundred dogs, and they're all in the Republican caucus. They are turning on Liz Cheney and knifing her. It's wrong. I hope she runs for the Senate in Wyoming. Frankly, I'd like to see her on the ticket for the Republican side in 2024. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.